Shalom Aleichem on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Ayin Aleph, Chulin 71b, pagination is 142. We have a fascinating piece here about the house that's afflicted with tzaras and a person who enters such a house during its quarantined period becoming tamei, and likewise the rules for his garments becoming tamei as well. So it's based on a pasuk in Parshas Metzora, that's Vayikra Perek Yudalid. In pasuk Mem Vav, we find regarding this quarantined house, Vahaba El Habayis, a person who comes into this house, Kol Yimei Hiskir Oso, during the time that it's quarantined, Yitma Ad Ha'orev, would become Tamei until the evening. He has to go to Mikvah, and then the nighttime, and it'll become Tahar. V'ashochiv babayis, and a person who reclines in the house. And then the pasuk continues, v'ha'ochel babayis, and one who eats in the house, yichabes es begodov, should have to wash his clothing, meaning they have to be immersed in water, in mikvah. And these are two rules. One is the rule regarding the person coming into the house, and the other is reclining and eating would cause the garments to require tevila in a mikvah. So the Gemara tells us that these are definitely two different rules, and we get introduced to a concept about midway on the page at the end of the line, shihiya beves hamenuga, regarding a person who tarries, who hangs out in a house afflicted with tzaras. Just to foreshadow what's going on here, the person himself will become tamei even for going into such a house for a moment. But the garments that he's wearing, which was the conclusion of those psukim, yichabes es begodav, oh, now the garments have to be washed. That's referring to a person who hangs out there for a period of time. Skipping down four lines from midway on the page, midway on the line, Ditnan, as we learnt, Hanichnas leves hamenuga, a person who goes in to this quarantined house, has tzaras, vekelev al kesefov, and his garments are on his shoulder. He has his coat slung over his shoulder. Vesandalov, his sandals, Vitab Osov, and his rings, Biyadov, are in his hands. Huvehein Tamei Miyad, he and the garments are going to become Tamei at the right away because they are entering the house that's Tamei. And even though they could be regarded as garments if he would be wearing them, but he's not wearing them. Hayalavush kelav, but if he was wearing the garments, v'sandalav biraglav, he's wearing the shoes, v'tab osav be'etzba'o, and his rings are on his finger. Hu tamei miyad, he's still going to become tamei right away. V'hein tahorin, and they remain tahor, ad sheyisha bechtei achilas pras, until they tarry, they remain in the house, the amount of time of an achilas pras. There's such a thing as a loaf of bread that they knew about, and there's achilas pras, there's such a thing as eating half a loaf of bread, and that was a designated amount of time. And kide achilas pras is explained by the Mishnah, paschitim, we're dealing with wheat, velo pas seorim and not barley, which is one thing that will expedite it, because the wheat is tastier. Mesiv, leaning, reclining, meaning focused, that's also something that will make this shorter than you might think. Va'ocha beliftan, and eating it with a relish, with a spread, which also makes it faster than one might think. Eating it plain is, I guess, boring. But if you're eating it with something, so that makes it tastier and it goes down faster. Bechtei achilas pras is an amount of time estimated at 4 to 5 minutes. Shitas that go down to 2 minutes, up to 9 minutes. About 4 to 5 minutes is the reliable amount of time. And if the garments would remain being worn inside this house for that amount of time, that would cause them to become tamei. So we have this fascinating halacha. If they're being worn, they get more time. That's a different rule. And that's what's described in Parshas Metzora, Yudalid Mem Zayin. Now, if we were to think, what might be the message of giving garments a different halacha in terms of when they become tamei? The Rambam, at the end of Tumas Tzaras, as he does at the end of many sections, gets into a bit of hashkafa, perspective, and he discusses the seriousness of Lashon Hara. And towards the end of his statements, he writes, Sichas HaRishoyim, the schmoozing, the discussion of wicked people, Shego Remes Lahen, it causes Yeshivas Kuranos hanging out in bad places, Yeshivas Knesia Shalame Haaretz, the ignorant people who waste their time, V'Yeshivas Bate Mishtosim Shose Shechar, and hanging out in the bars, people who drink beer as a way of life. And that's the description of real failure. You're going in a really bad direction. This is not just a person occasionally slipped and spoke Lashon Hara. This is where the value system is hanging out in such a place. And therefore, perhaps we can suggest that a person's garments are representing the person, but in a more significant way. A person goes into a place, he's there. He leaves the place, he left it. The garments, however, are not so easily shed, and they therefore represent the person on their intrinsic level. Where is the person really holding? Even though I understand he's somewhere, but where is he really holding? And when a person walks into a tzaras afflicted house, for the first few moments, he becomes tamei. That's true, because that's where he is. But his garments, representing who he really is long term, remain tahar. He's not a tzaras house person just because he came in for a moment. But if he stays in that tzaras afflicted house for enough time to hang out, to sit down, to eat a little bit, so then the garments representing his long-term status become tamei. And when he leaves this house, he can quickly become tahar. He goes to mikvah. Now he's good. But in addition to him becoming tahar, he also has to be metaher the garments, because the garments represent a more long-term status of him. And if you hung out in the afflicted house, then when you leave, it's not so easily rectified. You can rectify yourself quickly, but there's something deeper here, and your garments represent that something deeper that's occurred. You have hung out in a bad place, and that leaves long-term effects. The Rambam's conclusion is uplifting. The Rambam writes, Avosichas Kesheire Yisrael, but the talk of kosher people, of the Jewish people, Eino Elo B'divrei Torah V'chachma, are going to be in the words of Torah and wisdom, moving things in a direction that's positive. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.